I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's attorney general says the country will review its mandatory hijab law. Protests have raged across Iran since September when the morality police accosted a young woman for not wearing her hijab correctly, and she later died in custody. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says,
just a couple weeks ago, they started killing young people who have protested. I think Iran has a history of saying what the international community wants to hear, and that's in regard to freedom, that's in regard to politics and other things, in order to get what they want.
Roughly 60% of people in Iran are under 35. They're connected to the outside world through social media. IMM uses media to introduce people to the gospel through biblical history and stories. Pray for more gospel opportunities. And we'll end today with part two of our series on oral Bible translation. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
Yesterday, Wycliffe USA's Nathan Ritchie introduced us to oral Bible translation and explained how it works. Today, we'll learn about the impact. Around the world, people turn to Christ because they are part of the translation process.
We've seen people getting saved who were on the translation team because now they're understanding scripture for the first time. There was a translator in Mexico who translated a verse in the book of Mark that said, people can be forgiven of all sin. In translating that, he decided to come before his church community and repent of his sin and choose to follow Jesus.
Go to missionnews.org for the full report. And join me here tomorrow for part three. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.